Love listening to this podcast? Ever wonder what it's like to create a listening experience like this week to week? Do your friends always tell you, you should do your own podcast? Well, now this is your chance. Our podcast network, Podcast One, is looking for the next podcast star. Think it could be you? Enter the self-made podcast competition now and find out. Visit launchpad1.com/self-made for a chance to win a contract with Podcast One valued at over $100,000 in promotion and so much more. Enter now until September 3rd and tell all your friends to listen and download. Check out the official rules and sign up for your chance to win at launchpad1.com/self-made.
Take some calls. Got a guy that's interested in some advice from us. And, of course, we have to have our weekly love boat conversation. Full FDA approval on the vaccine and what that means. And then, of course, my unfortunate scratching on the console and the fact that Adam knows everything.
First, there's LifeLock. More of our lives are connected over the internet every day, avoiding phishing scams. Change your password and use a two-factor authentication as well to protect yourself. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cybercriminals could steal what's yours and harm your finances and your good credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your Social Security number, for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. Protect yourself with LifeLock. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. Dr. Drew's a board a physician with the addiction heart of gold, man.
Yeah, man. Woohoo! We have a bunch of great calls up there. I want to get to some of these. Everything good?
Well, I'm trying to repair the scratches you put in.
I know. I feel really bad about that. I do.
I got this new console, and Drew threw a buck slip?
Yeah. No, through paper. I had two papers like this, and I was scratching like that.
Why are you scratching?
It's called a frontal releasing behavior.
All right. Well, knock it the fuck off.
Well, now I will.
There's all these squirrels and scratches and everything. I was thinking, he normally just scratches on a buck slip.
Yeah. If you give me more paper, I'll do more stuff.
It's not working. Furniture polish is not cleaning up your scratches.
What are you laughing at?
It's fucking nuts.
Kalen's laughing at me.
What's wrong with you?
It's not funny. I didn't mean to do that.
You know what I need, Kalen? I need one of those Scotch scuff pads. Do we have a Scotch scuff pad? Those green ones?
Look that up online.
No?
I'll look for one. I'll go get one
and come back in less than 41 seconds.
Hey, you're looking at the guy who you asked for tape and I handed you a fucking Scotch tape, so keep that in mind.
That's true. Yeah.
We'll check.
Yeah, it's the backside of the sponge, basically. There we go. It's a Scotch scuff.
The green backside of it. Yeah, like for
if
Teflon.
Drew knows what it is.
Like you a guys Teflon are, pan cleaner. I know what that is.
It's just a flat. Yeah.
Would the backside of a sponge work for you?
It's basically the same stuff. Yeah, I think.
Because I think we have a sponge that would have that kind of scratchy
part. I think we have those pads somewhere. But anyway, you can take a look. I don't know if Kalen's going
to
go look.
Let's start with line three here. Let's talk to Aiden.
Line three?
Yeah. I'm curious about these calls.
Aiden, 20, Colorado.
Aiden? Of course, he's away from the phone now, or she's away.
Okay. All right. Yeah, put it on hold. You want to hop on another one?
Line one.
Line one. Talk to Ann, 55, Tampa.
Hey, Ann.
Hello.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Hey, girl. Yeah, there it is.
Hello. Ooh. Hi, guys.
Oh, look, we got
a Scotch bear. Are you guys
bear.
High, them, and they?
Right there.
We are, yeah, I'm he, they. Adam is she, he, him, they.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, my
God.
Sorry.
Nice.
I was messing with you.
Listen, I don't blame the people that are pushing the nonsense. I blame the people who hop to it. You have a retarded person telling you to jump, and you're asking them how high. That's what happened.
So what's up?
That's not me, I promise.
Yes.
Well, I was calling about, I had a little COVID experience of several little things, but for one, Drew, I thought it was because my husband, we got it. We got it back in March.
Yep.
He said, give me something right now. And of course, I said, call us when it gets bad. And then he had to go to the hospital.
Oh,
but he was fine. He was fine. I ended up getting it too, and I took his steroids that they finally gave him, and I did great.
Good. But, yeah, steroids help.
The main thing I want to tell you guys is that we went to the beach with a big group of friends. We had about 40 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was harassing us because we haven't been vaccinated. And guess who all got it?
Everybody.
All the vaccinated people.
Yeah. All right. So like, wait. So April, May, June, July, August. It's 18. Not. It's not even time for you to get vaccinated yet. You had it in March. You should wait at least 6 months. I mean, God's sakes.
Yeah. Now this was in July, the end of July.
Well, you really did. You really shouldn't have been vaccinated by then.
Right.
I've never. I keep bringing. I'm a kind of broken record with this particular subject, but I have never seen more interest in other people for other people in my entire fucking 57 years on this goddamn planet. I don't give a fuck what other people do. I don't look at them as endangering me. It's not an attack or an assault.
It worked.
Of course it worked.
Good job. Yeah.
I said this is what I'm doing.
Okay, thank you.
We're talking about Drew's scratches here. It lightened it up a little bit, but I got it out. Hold on a second, Drew.
Well,
do you understand what knowing everything does for one's life? Just makes it easier.
Yeah, I bet.
I know. I gave it a shot with the polish because I didn't want to start with the lightest, move your way incrementally. At some point, you get to 60 grit sandpaper or wire brush. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Higher risk as you move along.
Higher risk as you move along. Yeah. But I started with what was the lightest, which was just the furniture polish.
With your hand. Applied with your hand.
It did not take it off. So I went the Scotch pad, and the Scotch pad completely and utterly removed, although it lightened it a little bit because it had to, but it's completely and utterly gone. Drew's scratching, which, by the way,
a lot of it over here too. I'm gonna work on this.
God damn it, Drew!
It's not me. No, 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 no.
Oh, okay,
that's here before I got here.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, we'll have to work this out. But look, here's what I'm saying. You know, I don't like to talk about myself.
Yeah, I know it's tough,
but it is nice to know what works. You know, like to have something in your head.
Yeah.
Of here's what is effective to fix a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of that in my fucking head because
practical
a lot
wisdom.
Of it's just a sort of mechanical, practical wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure why people don't think that translates into all facets of life, but guess what? It does.
Mm-hmm.
It translates into everything.
Mm-hmm.
But people pass it off. So, he knows furniture polish. That's not my thing. I'm not into finishes. I just understand how things work.
Riddle me this, though. Maybe I'm too much zero gravity, but I have the same phenomenon, same practical wisdom with biology and with clinical situations, but it doesn't translate back to mechanical stuff very well.
Right.
Is that because I'm in a too zero gravity-ish kind of topic?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, there's fields of expertise.
Well, let's put it this way. I bet if I were a surgeon, I'd have more of that, and I'm not.
Yeah. All right, sorry. Where were we?
Ann.
Oh, I'm back.
Yeah, you're back.
Well, anyway, I was telling you about all the people that got it that were vaccinated. But the third little part of my story is that both my sons have jobs right now. They're 23 and 24, and the one's going to Nashville, and they just told him that he has to be vaccinated or work remote. So he's choosing remote. And then the other one has 60 days from this FDA approval to determine if he wants to stay with his job. So it's frustrating.
So we're going to see more of this now that there's FDA approval of businesses mandating the vaccine. So that's going to be more.
I know.
And, you know, my 28-year-old son had to take the vaccine even though he'd had COVID. He had to take it in order to go to school, and he was sick for – scary sick for 2 weeks.
Well, they're talking about – they're now talking – or you can talk about it, but the natural immunity from having COVID is the best you're going to do.
Correct, because it's a broader immunity. The problem with the natural immunity is we just don't know how long it really lasts. I do know that natural immunity plus Johnson & Johnson looks really good. And for many people, just natural immunity is sufficient. We just don't have a really good way to identify that group. So they're still saying go ahead and get vaccinated after 6 months, not after 3 months like your friends wanted, Ann.
Most everybody – we had a lot of people there that had COVID because there were a lot of college-age kids and none of them got it. And they got it like a while back too, like probably in September, October time.
So
it was interesting. We were like our own little test.
Drew, sorry, Ann, but let me – I've said it a million times.
Yeah.
You know.
Say it again.
Mike August did nothing, didn't get it, then got vaccinated, then got it. Bean from Kevin and Bean did everything, got it.
Got it bad, yeah.
So where are we at?
Right.
Now you go, well, those are just two guys. Now, I know they're just two guys, but – you riddle me the rhyme or the reason for anyone who gets this thing. We're super – look, we do this shit with everything. You know, they go, I got the flu. What happened? I went on a tram at Universal Studios and I touched a railing and I think – you know, you think?
Yeah. You don't know.
Where'd you get the flu?
You don't know.
Nobody fucking knows. Yeah. Like everyone will tells you this story, my kid, my thing, mm-hmm. aid. You know, how many people with their fucking food poisoning stories, you know, these people are? I had Kraft macaroni and cheese, and I think the butter was bad. It's like, okay, that's where you got food poisoning.
That's primitive native. Yes.
It's primitive native thinking. Yeah. Everyone with their here's where and here's why and this is what.
Always the cognitive part of our brain is trying to make sense of things. Rarely does it do so accurately.
Right. I know a handful of people who got COVID, some people worse than others. There does not appear to be any algorithm you could attach careless to the people that were much more careful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, it's not like, well, what happened with the car accident? Well, one guy drives a dune buggy with no helmet and he's out of control. Yeah. And then the other guy drives a Volvo SUV and he's very careful. He uses hand signals. It's not that.
No. Mm-hmm.
It just is.
Yeah.
People got it. We try to connect it, you know, super spreader events. What went on at Sturgis? What went on in the Rose Garden or the White House for the confirmation hearing? Like all this kind of stuff. You know, CNN struggling to like piece things together. Florida's not, and then Texas, and yeah, but Wyoming, but New York City, but the New Jersey. It's like, you tell me, who's the worst? The worst is New Jersey in terms of deaths per million. Who's second? New York. But you never stop talking about Florida and what they're doing. And there's people on the beach and someone had a wedding and they had a concert. They celebrated in Tampa after the Super Bowl win. Look at all these people right in the center of town with no mask on. All right. Now what? You don't have anything. There is no. You may as well just sit back.
Right.
It's a look. Either a meteor is going to hit the planet or it's not. You want to stand on your roof all fucking night? Trying to deflect it with tinfoil?
With your breath.
With your breath, yes. It's either happening or it's not happening.
Yeah. No, the thing does
they what
it does.
They can't accept that.
No, I know.
You tell me where I'm wrong. I don't know
I've been saying it since the beginning that this virus does what it does. And there's not a lot we can do to change it, in total at least. We can change the time course.
Or every flight attendant and everyone who worked at Trader Joe's would be dead by now.
Correct.
If this was you have to stay in. You can't be amongst people.
Right.
What? I get it. I get the plane. All right. The plane has an air scrubber on it.
Yeah.
Good. Although there's still 250 people packed in like sardines.
I was going to say,
how good is that scrubber doing?
If allegedly Delta is being caught out of doors, that scrubber would not be sufficient. But who knows?
But take the entire airport. Security lines, people working the gate. Like, you know, people working the gate at American aren't in the plane with the air scrubber.
Yep.
What about all the people, the throngs of security? I mean, when I was going through Denver last time, just piles of humanity. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't all the TSA guys have it?
Mm-hmm.
How did Bean get it?
They're wearing masks. TSA guy. They're wearing masks.
Yes, right.
Double masks. They're double masks.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened to that? What happened to double masks?
I'm just saying, you don't know. Nobody knows.
Right. That's right.
So go about your fucking life.
Line two.
That's my whole point.
Line two.
All right. Let me see. Let me just hit a spot here.
All right.
Just Works. That's right. Small business owners looking for an easier way to onboard and manage remote employees with Just Works. It's simple to hire and manage remote employees across all 50 states. Employees can onboard themselves in minutes, access national, large group health insurance plans, and handle payroll and PTO requirements, all on one simple platform with a simple, intuitive online platform. So, comes with Just Works expert 24/7 support for you and your team. Relieve some of the administration work and the stuff you hate, like payroll benefits and navigating state-by-state employment and tax rules. Manage your remote team and run your business with confidence. It's Just Works, right, Matt?
Find out how Just Works can help your business by going to justworks.com. That's justworks.com for more info.
Look how nice this table looks, Drew.
I know. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Well, you tried to desecrate it.
I did. I will not do that again. Trust me.
I fixed it. All right. Let's take one more call for the break here. Line two is Adam, Delaware.
Ace man, Dr. Drew.
Hey, man.
It's an honor.
Hi, guy.
Get it on.
Get it on.
Hi, guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a couple things. I'll be brief, and I'm an avid listener, so I won't break any of the back and forth exchange rules. First thing is I'm a new dad.
Congratulations.
And everything that comes along with that. Thank you, Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam used to do a skit on the Man Show called Ask Mr. Fix It. Mm-hmm. And to this day, the one that made me laugh the hardest is when the gentleman was coming in with a mop and his son, and you pulled him to the side. You're like, look, he's at an impressionable age. You're in a hardware store. You're buying a mop. Like, what kind of message are you sending? So my first question is,
Hold on a second. Gary, now you have to ask Mr. Hardware? Oh, Gary's not there. Kaylin's there. Ask Mr. Hardware.
That was the segment.
Yeah, I've done a few of them. This was probably the second or third one, maybe the third or fourth one I did, but I was inside the store and there was a father-son team.
Right, right.
And it was, it's funny, it is some of the best improv I've ever done on camera, as I think about it. It was improvised.
Which makes sense because you know the topic so well.
Yeah, you know. Well, I know the subject, this was not that. This was father-son.
Got it.
Buying a mop. And it's just, I think about it on occasion, which is, it's just a great example of really good improv, if I must say so myself, or I do say so myself. But it's also, it's quiet. It's kind of finesse to it. It's got a little acting in it. But yeah. I remember thinking, oh, that was a good little bit. Yeah. Sorry, Adam.
But thanks for bringing that up.
No worries.
Bit. I forgot about
it. Made Adam happy.
I was hoping, you know, maybe you guys could impart some wisdom as successful fathers yourselves. And also, as it pertains to my father, with COVID, I don't have cable television. I live my life because of what I do for a living. If I would have hid in my house all last year, I'd be bankrupt by now. And the other day, my father came up to me. I'm 34. And he said to me, asked me if I got my vaccine. And I said, no. And he went on this emotional tirade about how I'm a terrible father and how I'm going to kill my son and how it makes him sick and it torments him that he raised a jackass like me that's perpetuating the pandemic.
Wow.
And I'm just sitting there with my mouth open. Now, just for some context, everybody on my family is hardcore pussy hat on the left.
Of course
and
they are.
I I'm not a political creature. I drive a pickup truck, but I don't have any weird stickers on it. I make a hell of a stew. I'm a hardcore angler.
No bracelets.
No, sir. No bracelets. Just a regular dude. But because I have a beard and a pickup truck, everybody at a stoplight assumes I'm a racist.
Right.
But all that being said, I'm curious if you could give me some advice on how to deal with what I call the COVID witnesses.
I love it.
Have no, Dr. Drew, people that have no facts whatsoever, and they just parrot whatever they hear from the idiot box from CNN. And also, is it something that I should consider at this point because I have a young son and because of the recent FDA approval?
Those are my questions, and I appreciate it. You should, independent of all that, consider it. You're not likely to get seriously ill from it, but it is fully approved, and it would be nice to have you there reducing replication to the extent that the vaccine does do that. It has almost nothing to do with your son, because your son is not going to die of COVID, not even going to get nothing. It's going to be nothing to him.
Right.
But I would like to have you on the team that's doing something to reduce the replication of this virus.
People like to evoke the kids because they don't want to say, I love you or I care about you or what about you, because they go, what about you? And they go, I'm an adult, I make my own decisions. So I go, what about the kids? Right. What about the elderly grandparents inhabit your apartment with or whatever? They go over to some weird fakakta, bizarre kind of hypothetical.
Yeah.
Again, I when did people care so much?
And then what should we give them in terms of parenting advice? Just be there.
Yeah, just be there. Be consistent.
Education. Get them working early.
Just be consistent. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you say you're going to leave at this time, leave at that time. Just be consistent. All right, we'll take a quick break. Maybe we'll find that Man Show bit. I don't know where that thing is. On the internet somewhere. Or maybe not on the internet. Maybe we have it here somewhere. Oh, someone's got a Love Boat question.
Yes.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back after this. All right, so see if we can find that clip. There's someone's got a Love Boat question. I can't resist. Brian, or Byron, sorry, 40, Salem, Oregon.
Byron.
Yeah.
Hey, get it on.
Get it on.
Get it on.
What's going on?
Great to speak with you. I really want to say that I appreciate the service you do. It's not just entertainment on this podcast. It's informative. It's news. It's society. And that's kind of what I wanted to touch on in regard to the Love Boat.
Mm-hmm. Of course. That's why we talk about the Love Boat. Because of its transcendent value.
It really does.
Okay.
But I really appreciate, especially you, Adam, how you put a microscope up to media, commercials, TV, movies, and you analyze it based on what society was like at the time, what it means for us today,
yeah,
you know, that type of thing.
Yeah,
and yeah, well, they'll tell you where we're
on
at.
On a recent show, you were discussing one of the episodes where you know, there's a young gentleman coming aboard the ship. He asks about some of the ladies. I don't know the names, but he instantly gets the room number of one of the women.
Happens most episodes, by the way. Yeah, go ahead.
Your comments around that were that, you know, looking back, how crazy are we that we let that kind of thing happen? You know, we let that guy get away with that type of thing. That would never fly today. And that was kind of the gist. But I wanted to look at it from a slightly different perspective, in that why are we allowing our society to dictate that that guy is up to no good? Why is he the victimizer?
That's an interesting point. We get you.
We would look.
To be fair, though, back then, women were routinely exploited and taken advantage of, but it wasn't made note of. So there was a lot of that going on. But I like the way he frames this, that why do we have to assume everyone's a bad person? Why can't we assume everyone's a good person and start from that?
Yeah, no, I agree. And the guy was a doctor.
Yeah.
He was a veterinarian, I think.
Yeah, he's a veterinarian.
But, you know, I think what we're experiencing now is this sort of handing out of the information regardless of what the motives of the person that collected the information was.
Everyone, it's all about, look, is people that have unpleasant impulses in their own heart that are projecting it on other people. That's
also
the reality of all this.
We invented,
and that's fucked up.
We invented something called personal space about 10 minutes ago, which I don't still don't fully understand, but we decided that everyone is entitled to their personal space. Not when it comes to vaccines.
No.
You have every woman.
And when shelter in place.
Every woman is, you know, gets to say what she wants to say about her body when it comes to abortion, obviously, but definitely not vaccines. Right. That'll be mandated from the government or your employer or whatever. But we all have personal space. Again, carving out vaccines. But so we look at everything through this, through today's lens. I was showing a clip on my show last week, I think, or a couple weeks ago, about Doc and Gopher going to hit on the single gal who got on the
How can you tell the difference one episode from another? They do that most episodes.
Well, she was frigid.
Oh, I saw this one. Okay. Yeah,
I saw that one.
Yeah, and she had the best resting bitch face I've ever seen.
Right.
Why is that woman even an actress? That's what struck me. It's like she had no emotion. I mean, it was perfect casting, but she really was not emotive.
She keeps going on these cruises alone and then verbally assaulting anyone who comes up and says hi to her on the Lido deck.
Right. Especially
and
the
asks
dog.
Her if she wants a drink.
It's a good judgment with the dog.
Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, then they play out this, what should we call it? This ridiculous trope that because their guy shows up who doesn't want anything to do with her, she's got to have him.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. That was the most disturbing part about the whole thing.
No, he said he was celibate. So she had to have him.
So she has to have sex with him to break down his celibacy.
This is me. And is this Ask Mr. Hardware or Ask? Yeah. See, the caller said Ask Mr. Fix It or something.
Yeah.
It was Ask Mr. Hardware. This is me just wandering around a Santa Monica Ma and Pa hardware store and running into a father son team. The guy's son's probably 35 now, so we'll play it.
Father and son?
Yeah.
All right. What do you need?
We were looking for a mop and cotton.
I see. Cotton mop. Can I talk to your dad for just 1 second? Listen. The boy's at an age where there's some question marks around his sexuality, and you come in here mop shopping with him, you're not going to turn the corner. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you pick yourself up some toggle bolts, a couple of redheads, and let's say a flat bar or something. See if you can help the kid along. You come in here grabbing a mop handle, some spick and span. This guy's going to open his own cabaret in a few years. Hey, son. I was just talking to Dad. He wants to head over to the hardware department and pick up your stuff, all right? What is that for rakes?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll hang on to these.
Okay.
Take them to the tool department. So you can help out, all right? Grab speed, huh?
Yeah, I especially like
it was subtle.
The acting at the end was especially good. When you're like,
You guys do those shows where you drink beer and you make fun of ladies' titties.
Oh, please.
The reason the show was popular is because it was a funny show.
It was good. No, not just funny. It was good.
Yeah, it was
funny.
A good show. Yeah. It's like, how many seasons could you go on watching me drinking beer?
Yeah. Well,
making fun of ladies.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's a perfect example. Was I making fun of ladies?
No. Making fun of gay people.
That's right. Yeah. All right, Drew, take care of your business there.
LifeLock, everyone. Our lives are so connected of the internet. Listen, but ultimately it's us as a, you know, the final common pathway. Phishing scams can get it. So it's recommended that you change your passwords, use two-factor authentication. LifeLock, protect yourself. Learn about cyber crime, identity theft. They're all affecting our lives. Every day we're out there. We're using the internet. We like the ease and convenience. Put our info at risk. Good thing we have something like LifeLock out there to protect us, because in an instant, cyber criminals can steal what is yours, harm your finances, harm your credit. LifeLock help detects a wide range of identity threats. Let's say your social security number is for sale on the dark web. If they even detect at LifeLock that your information has potentially been compromised, LifeLock will send you an alert. Good thing there's LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
So, there's more Love Boat to be discussed, but did you get up to date on the World War II fantasy with Cloris Leachman as a young Frau in Germany?
Oh, not Denmark or something. Was Vic Tadeback in this one?
No, it was George Kennedy.
Oh.
You got to watch that.
All right, got to watch
that. But I want to talk to this last caller, this whatever lane. Oh, he's all gone? Okay. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Now back to me.
Yeah.
Back the reason you. I'm a comedic genius.
Yes.
It's because there was a father-son there.
Yeah.
There wasn't much to work off of. This is the father and son. They're buying a mop.
Right.
So it wasn't, you know, fertile comedy soil. But I didn't get into it with both of them. The angle of pulling dad aside and facing the camera was the angle that made that bit work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was the clandestine conversation I was going to have with dad to the camera or toward the camera.
Did you know the direction you were going at the moment you pulled him aside, or did that occur to you as you pulled him aside?
When I started pulling him aside, I knew where this thing was going to go. I didn't know what he was going to say or do, but I knew where this thing was
needed to go.
Needed to go. Yeah. But it was the act of having the private conversation with dad, like I was a school counselor or something. With the kid, and then returning to the kid,
right,
as if we had talked about nothing and or baseball
and the kid. And the kid put a little punctuation on it by handing you a rake.
All right. You can go to adamcarolla.com. There's live shows coming up everywhere, man. Catalina Island and Royal Oak, Michigan, and Kansas City, and you know,
Park West Theater in Chicago. The other month,
Solana Beach coming up at the Belly Up, September 22nd. And go to amcurl.com for all the live shows, and then check out all our chassis stuff on Pluto TV channel 687. It's free, by the way. We're going racing. What do you got, Drew?
Here's the thing. Go to drdrew.com. Want to see you at your mom's house at after dark. Also, please join me on Instagram, Dr. Drupinski, and TikTok at Dr. Drew.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew, say mahalo.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.